to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here together working to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is an education and coaching program for real estate investors. People join Total Wealth Academy and become members who have never owned rental real estate before. And we have people join who already own 5,000 units. The thing they have in common, they're just ready to take it to the next level. I want to do a little something that most of you know I don't really like doing, is talking about the marketplace and some of the things that are going on right now that are kind of promising when it comes to, if you understand that we love a down market. Now, most investors are scared of a down market, and the reason is they're not really investors. They are speculators. They buy low to sell high. So when a down market comes and all the prices drop, they panic, they lose money. Whereas an investor, someone who's a true investor, actually craves the down market. That's when the opportunities really come out. And don't get me wrong, we make money in the up market. Hey, it's the up market. But you know that we make more money in the down market. Now, I've been predicting, with the warning that I've seldom been right, but I do take these emails seriously that email me and say, what do you think is going to happen? How soon is the correction coming? Things like that. So it kind of puts the pressure on me to at least share with you my opinion. But remember, it's not much more than that. Anyone who says they can predict the future of real estate is delusional at best and crazy at worst. So I'm going to do a little bit of crystal balling, looking in the crystal ball and telling you what's coming up in 2022. But you got to understand, I'm wrong. Most people are wrong. You know, I love, and I won't pick any names, but people who wait till right after something happens and then tell everybody they predicted it. And take credit as, like, I told you this would happen. Yeah, but you also said that it might not happen. So you really didn't commit to it, but you're taking credit as if you did. So you won't hear me say, I told you so, I promise you that. But earlier this year, I predicted there'd be some trouble at the end of this year, a correction at the end of this year or early next year. Well, I still am sticking to it, even though we're really at the end of the year. I think the correction is coming. People are beginning to panic. Let's talk about the big panicker. Little company called Zillow. The little company happens to be the largest realty company in the United States. So I say little facetiously. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, they stopped buying property. Their claim was that their algorithm, if you don't know this, Zillow was flipping houses. They were buying houses. I assume they were repairing them and then putting them back on the market and selling them. Well, they weren't making any money doing that because they were using algorithms instead of human beings. And that was their claim for why they stopped doing it. Their algorithm wasn't working. Well, the first thing I'd like to address is what I consider the stupidity of thinking that a computer is as good as a human being. Maybe someday they'll be as good, but with today's technology, they're not. To be able to go to a family's house, a family who's in pain because they've lost a loved one, or they're getting a divorce, or they're behind on their payments, about to be foreclosed on, talking to them and helping them solve their problem, that's what flipping's all about. It's finding distressed property. It could be distressed for dozens of reasons. Negotiating a great deal. Helping the family that's in trouble get out of the house and into a new house or into an apartment or wherever they're headed. An algorithm's not going to do that. So the deals that I saw were not even good flips, and they were buying them. And I've said this over and over again, that REITs, Zillow, these big companies that think they can turn a small business, which is flipping, into this big giant business, are mistaken. You can't take the human element out of real estate. It's owned by somebody, a human being. And that human being has fears, insecurities, needs, wants, and all of those have to be addressed to come up with a deal that's win-win for both them and the flipper. Well, Zillow was just going out there with their algorithm and making hundreds of offers, getting two or three out of the hundred, then putting them back on the market, and of course, losing money. So they've stopped buying houses. They've stopped flipping houses. This is a fear move. They're afraid of something. That something is losing money. And when the fear kicks in, this is always the beginning of a recession, a depression, a correction, whatever's coming, it's really started. So we'll talk more about this when we come back from the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about predictions, you know, with my usual disclaimer that I don't really care what the market does. I make money in both the up and down markets, and any of my students know how to do that as well. We don't care what the market does. The other reason we don't care about it is because it's out of our control. And the more time you spend on things that are out of your control, the less control you have of your life, because you're putting all that energy into politics or the marketplace, things you have no control over. And all that time you're spending in those arenas takes from the time that you're spending on things you can control. So if you look at Stephen Covey's circle of control, you can see the more time you spend on something that you don't control, the less time you're spending on things you do control, which means that circle is going to shrink and you're going to control less and less. It's just very damaging. I don't even like doing it on the radio show, but again, I get so many emails about it. Out of respect, I do it. But fear is what, would it be correct to say, spawns corrections? You know, Zillow had to have made note of the collapse of two of China's biggest real estate companies. That scared them. The fact that their algorithm proved to be wrong, that scared them. So they quit buying houses and flipping houses. Well, what's going to happen is the millions of followers of Zillow are now going to become scared too. So it's like the fear breeds more fear. And a lot of them, home buyers, are going to say, "Ooh, if Zillow stopped buying, it's probably not a good time to buy." So they're going to back out of the market. Does this make sense? Fear leads to more fear, to more fear, to more fear. And then as the prices start to drop, you know what all these people are going to say? "See, I was right. I knew the prices were going to drop." When in reality, that's just dumb as a rock. Prices dropping mean opportunity is increasing. Because just like it's not if the collapse is coming, it's when. The same goes for, it's not if the prices are going to go back up, it's when. And for my students and members of real estate investor clubs across the United States, when the prices start to drop, we get ready to pounce. Because we're going to build massive amounts of wealth over the next couple of years while the prices are low. We're going to buy apartment complexes, strip shopping centers, self-storage, single-family homes. We're going to buy everything we can get our hands on. Because again, it's not if the price is going back up, it's when. But get this, we don't even care if it goes back up. We don't care when it goes back up would be a better way to say it. We don't care when it goes back up because we buy for what? Cash flow. And how many of you think rents are going to drop? Now here's a prediction I will make. They will not. In fact, they're going to go up. Because all of these people that are going to lose their homes to foreclosure are going to need some place to live. And they're going to come where? To our apartment complexes and our single family homes. And there'll be more people looking for places to rent, which will cause a shortage, which will increase rents. See, in 2008, when the crash came, rents kept going up. There were years where I was raising my single family houses $100 a unit, and I wasn't even raising them to full price. And they were already $200 or $300 a month cash flow. Suddenly they're $400, $500 a month positive cash flow. So my prediction is the correction is coming. I really think it started with China. And why can I not think of the company Ever Something? You know, a $300 billion default. Then Fantasia is having trouble as well in China. That's where it started. Then it hit Australia, then other parts of Asia, and now Zillow in the United States. If you want to talk about when did the correction start in the United States, it's the last 2 weeks. Zillow really started it. And you're going to see other companies following suit because they have a respect for Zillow. I really don't. And they're going to go, "Woo, if Zillow's pulling back, we better pull back." And the next thing you know, 10, 15, 20 companies are pulling back. You see a recession coming? And the interesting thing is, it's all fear-based. It's not reality. Recessions are never based on reality. They're based off of fear. People, how bad people think it is. And then, because of their fear, they bring it to fruition by pulling back. So, what should you be doing right now? You should be educating yourself so that you can take advantage of this opportunity that's coming. Will it be as good an opportunity as 2008? I do not believe so. But it's going to be a big opportunity. And how many of you, now think deeply about this. I show up at your front door with $1 million cash and a time machine. And I say, "You want to go back to 2008 with me?" How many of you would say yes? If you understand anything about what I'm teaching on this show, you better get in that time machine with me. And we're going to go make millions together. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, millions. You're going to retire yourself. So, how many of you look back at 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12 and go, "Well, I didn't make any money during those years. In fact, I lost my job," or whatever. That's because you weren't prepared. You knew a correction or a recession was coming. Don't tell me you didn't, because it's not if, it's when. You knew it was coming. Did you educate yourself so that when the crash came, you could take advantage of it and make lots of money? Or did you sit on your butt watching TV, playing on Facebook, and do nothing? With the wisdom of hindsight, how many of you would get in that time machine and go back to 2008? Hopefully everybody. Well, guess what? It's about to happen again. Are you going to be ready this time, or are you going to miss out like you did in 8, 9, 10, 11, 12? I suggest you prepare for it. You get out there, you start taking courses, start taking workshops, educate yourself to the level that you truly understand how to make money in the down market. Build yourself a small or large portfolio of real estate. either actively or passively. And when it turns around, you're going to make hundreds of thousands of dollars on a small portfolio. You're going to make millions on a large portfolio. Because it's not if it's going to turn around, it's when. So my recommendation is, while I can't guarantee when the correction comes, I guarantee you a correction's coming. Make sure that you're ready for it. Make sure that you don't sit on the sidelines like you did in 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Make yourself wealthy in this next correction, recession, or whatever it ends up being. All right, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about marriage and sex and relationships. And I'll tell you why when we come back from the break. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. And I mentioned we're going to talk about marriage, sex, relationships. And a lot of people don't understand why this is associated with making money. And good Lord, that right there shows an extremely low sexual IQ. Male's income is almost directly related with their satisfaction, sexual satisfaction. It's dumb as a rock for women not to understand that. Men, guess what? You better keep up too. Because successful women, it's about the same. And the reason this came up is it's driving me nuts. I was listening to a radio station, and this woman was on the radio, and she goes, you know, if a man loves me, he should know what I like in bed. I wanted to kick the radio. If I hadn't been in the car, I would have called in. What does falling in love with someone, how does that tell you what they like? It doesn't tell you jack. There is just so much stupidity about relationships, about marriage, and about sex that is just incredible. So just because I fell in love with you, I suddenly know that you like to listen to Wagner while you make love? Wow, that's amazing. I'm a genius. No, it ain't happening. That's not how it works. But this is important because to be successful, it's not just money. I know people with $100 million in the bank, and their life is a complete shambles. Bad parent, wife number three, racist, chauvinist, just they're complete pieces of, they're just a hot mess, but they got a lot of money. That's not what Total Wealth Academy is about. See, our members are taking classes on building wealth and passive income with real estate, but they're also taking classes on sex, marriage, relationships, fitness, nutrition, charity, spirituality, all the parts of a balanced life. But I'm warning you, you get out of balance on your sex life, you are going to suffer in every other arena. Every other arena. Men think about it 34 times a day. Women think about it 19 times a day. If you're not taking care of that, your mind and energy is going towards that. If your mind and energy is over there, guess where it's not? It's not on making money. You know, Zig Ziglar said it best, and this was before you could really openly talk about sex. He said this. He said, the income of a man who on the way to work gets a big kiss. And he said, very subtly, I mean a big kiss, will have a higher income 2 to 3 times. Now, I don't know if that statistic is correct. 2 to 3 times higher than he would otherwise. Now, big kiss meant more than a kiss. So, the reason this is important is I don't want you coming to Total Wealth Academy just to build wealth. It's to build a life. It's so easy to get rich. Just sacrifice your marriage, your kids. I've seen a guy do it. He sacrificed everything. He lost everything, but he's got a lot of money. That's easy. The trick is building wealth while building your family, while raising incredible, thriving kids, while staying fit, while staying healthy, while being involved with charity, and so on throughout all the parts of a balanced life. And we study all of that. And it all takes study. You know, those of you who think that sex is just natural, it's easy, it should be easy, you're out of your mind. It takes thought. It takes study. It takes effort. It takes massive amounts of communication between you and your lover. It takes a lot of work. This is just going to come naturally. Oh, because I fell in love with you, I now know your sexual preferences. What? I still can't. And it was a woman who said it. I was like, no wonder 50% of marriages fail. No wonder the other 50% are bored out of their minds. If your marriage is based off of that concept, it's going to fail. You're going to bore your partner right out the front door. Jerry Spence, who was the Silkwood attorney, he made a comment, and at the time, I didn't get it. This was 15, 20 years ago. He goes, 90% of divorces are because one of the partners is just bored to death. And when he said it, I was like, that doesn't make sense. No, it's, I thought it was, they fight about money, they fight about this, they fight. Now that it's 20 years later, and I've seen dozens of my friends get divorced, I happen to agree with Jerry Spence. They just bored their spouse to death, right out the front door. You know, I heard a thing the other day. Well, it's been a while because I've said this on the radio before. There's a thing out there called a sexless marriage. I threw up in my mouth a little bit when I heard that. But where did you get the idea that's a marriage? What's the only thing in the marriage agreement? What's the only thing you agree to do with your partner that you don't do with other people? Sex. So if you're not having sex, aren't you really just roommates, acquaintances, buddies? Ludicrous. And then when your spouse leaves you, you're going to, I don't know what happened. I'm sorry to laugh, but it just, people don't think. Thinking is hard. I get it. I'm preparing to teach a class in Dallas, and I'm studying harder than I ever have. My brain hurt right before this show because I had just finished it. My brain hurt. It wasn't a headache. My brain hurt. Thinking is hard. But I'm telling you, do it. Do it. Think about it. All the parts of a balanced life. And raise your financial IQ, raise your fitness IQ, raise your sexual IQ, raise every IQ in your life. And don't just survive in your marriage, thrive. It can be done. You know, and I'm going to brag, so forgive me. I've been married for 34, will be 35 in a couple of months, years. My wife and I get romantic 3 or 4 times a week. I thought everybody did. But that apparently is not the truth after I heard that phrase. Raise your expectations. Your income, your husband's income, your wife's income depends on it. So I guess that's enough preaching on that particular subject. But make sure that you're leading a balanced life that's got all the wonderful parts in it, not just money. It just doesn't work. I mean, my buddy claims he's happy, but I think he's just flat out miserable. Miserable. Because it's, like I said, the only thing he has is some money in the bank. It's like, you failed at everything else. Rough way to live. Okay, let's head to questions now. Phone lines are open at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or you're welcome to email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thank you so much for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open right now. If you've got a question, this is the final segment of today's show. So if you've got a question, please call me right now. It's 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. All right, this first email question is tough It's from NOAA, and income discrimination to not accept Section 8. Not set up. Okay, he's got a phrase in his description saying not set up for Section 8. The question is, yeah, they're trying to pass a law where everyone has to accept Section 8 housing, but that's 19 states. I'm not sure if that's every state. I would look, you know, I'm going to have to look this up, Noah. I heard about it. I do allow Section 8 into my units, but I try to keep it below 10% of my portfolio, because Section 8, if the government decides, you know, there's a broken window or the carpet isn't clean enough, they can stop payments on you until you fix whatever it is. And then it takes like 2 months to reactivate them. So you can go as much as 3 months without a payment. I don't like Section 8, but I believe in Section 8 for the right people. Say a single mom who's in college or something like that. So Noah, I will check on that and see if that affects us in Texas and let you know after the show. Thank you so much for the question. Okay, let's go to the phone lines now and talk to Jim in West Houston. Jim, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
Oh, doing good. Hey, the apartments, the sort of the smaller single-owned stuff, it seems like it's kind of hard to find these days. Would the economics of new build 10 and 20 units, is that something that's even conceivably workable under your model?
Yes. You've got to build it, you know, about $100 a square foot or below. But yeah, it does work, Jim. Absolutely. Then you got to be cautious that you don't overpay for the lot and suddenly you're up $150 a foot. But if you got to, yeah, it works, Jim.
So what you want to be all in at about $150 a foot. What's that about? $30,000 a door or something like that, or?
Well, 800 square feet. Let's do 800 square feet. 800 times 150. And that'd be 120 a door. I'd want to be in a little bit lower than that. Probably about 110.
$100,000 a door.
Yeah, right around $100,000 a door, Jim.
Okay, all right. Enjoy listening to your show, and
thank you.
Good luck to you. Thank you,
well, can
friend.
I ask you a question, Jim? Are you thinking about, so you're having trouble, what, how many units are you wanting to buy or build?
I'm looking at this for my son, because I'm kind of set myself, and I'm probably would go with a passive investing deal. The way my family is set up, I'm really set up good for the passive investing deal.
Okay.
But, you know, I've been burned giving money to people I don't know that well, even though you do due diligence and all that. So probably like 10, 20 units, you know, a couple million bucks, right?
Yeah. Would you be funding the down payment and your son would be running it?
Well, it's a family limited partnership, so the family limited partnership would build and operate it. You know, it's like a
like
LLC.
I like it, Jim. Yeah, that's actually a great idea. What I did with my son is we did a similar thing. We just used an LLC. We never did set up the LLC. We just had a partnership agreement. And we bought a group of 20 houses, and he loved it. It got him on his way. So, Jim, I can't promote enough that I think what you're doing is right. The other thing did is it built an incredible relationship between he and I that you can't put a number on. So, yeah, I think you'll like it, Jim. I think it's a good idea.
Okay. Good luck to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you and good luck. Take care. All right, phone lines are open at 281-558-5738, 281-558-5738. Okay, I think I'm going to leave this anonymous. I just did a cash out refinance, and they have I have about 200 grand. What can I do with it so I can retire in 5 years? Well, 200 grand might take you a little longer than 5 years. Let me do some, yeah. I would put myself on a path. The only thing is, Anonymous, if this correction comes, you could do it in 5 years. If it stays the way it is now, it would probably take you 10 years. So let's go with 7.5 years. One passive investor put up 100 grand. It took him, now this is interesting, Anonymous. It took him 25 years to save up this 100 grand. He passively invested it in some apartments. 10 years later, he had $1.7 million and $120,000 a year in income. 25 years to save up 100, only 10 years to turn it to $1.7 million and $120,000 a year in income. Your best option is to join a platform like Total Wealth Academy, become what's called a sophisticated investor, and passively invest that money and reinvest it. In other words, you put up 200, maybe in four deals at 50,000 apiece or two deals at 100,000 apiece. They refi and you get a check for 100 grand. Take that 100 grand, put it into another passive deal, and just keep rolling that money in until you have, you know, your salary is $8,500 a month. So after taxes, that's going to be, let's say, seven. Wait till you have $7,000 a month in passive income. Add that to your $2,700 in pension, and you're living the same quality of lifestyle in retirement that you did when you were working. So my answer, Anonymous, is join a real estate investor club. Doesn't have to be ours. Ours is just the most diverse, meaning our members are allowed to do anything they want, self-storage, hotels, apartments, whereas some of the clubs, they're, you know, apartments only. That's all you can do. So you have a lot of flexibility with us. But join a real estate investor group. Take the courses to become a sophisticated investor. That is required by law. And then passively invest that money till it starts producing you what you're making in salary now. Hope that helps. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. And by the way, that last answer is for anybody that has 100 grand or more. If you got 100 grand or more, you should begin passive investing immediately. The sooner you do it, the sooner you retire. It's that simple. And you may not, you know what I mean by retire. Your passive income meets and exceeds your wants and needs. Doesn't mean you quit working and living your life. It just means you don't have to work anymore. So the minimum investment for a passive is $50,000. So what many of my students are doing is they join up, take the classes to become sophisticated investors. They take $50,000 and put it in a passive deal. They keep $50,000 to flip houses. Every time they make $50,000 off their flip houses, they buy another passive investment. Then they flip some more houses, buy another passive investment. The passive investment refinances. They reinvest that into more passive investing until, let's say, they make 10 grand a month after taxes. They keep doing that until they're making 10 grand a month in passive income. It's not that complex. All right. Phone lines are open at 281-558-5738, 281-558-5738. KSEV. If you didn't know it, you're listening to KSEV. Oh, we're at the end of the show. Doggone it. All right, the rest of these emails I will answer immediately after the show. I want to thank everybody for listening. Make sure that you're ready for this next crash. It's coming. Don't know when, but it's coming. Make sure you're ready to take advantage of it, get yourself educated, and make yourself a lot of money. Thank you very much for listening. Take care.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.